Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Guys, a new team is entering the chat for Justin Fields. The Las Vegas Raiders. According to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, the Raiders are likely one of the teams interested in Justin Fields. We've heard of Atlanta. We've heard of Pittsburgh. We've heard of Minnesota, but not the Raiders. Your thought on the Raiders possibly trading for Justin Fields?
Well, going in, what? O'Connell's going to be their starter as of now, right?
They don't have a quarterback.
Right. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
It really does. I'd be, if I'm the Raider fan, I'd say, yeah, because we're not going to be able to probably get somebody we want. And, you know, unless they go get a – they're not getting Kirk Cousins. They're not getting a veteran, because a veteran's not going to go there and compete with Mahomes in that division and compete with Harbaugh and whoever Denver's going to come up with.
You know, the funny thing is, first of all, I'm with you. I think Antonio Pierce would love to get him. I think that he would really – his career would take off. Now, with all these teams who want him, it amazed me there's one team that doesn't. Team he's on. Imagine if they flipped the number one pick, got a Herschel Walker deal. For that number one pick, you can get three more number one picks. You already have a second number one pick at pick number nine. Like, you could really help yourself, but Chicago is so afraid of passing on Caleb Williams. But they actually did themselves a favor. Remember, they traded out of the pick last year because of Bryce Young.
Yeah.
They look pretty smart because Bryce Young wasn't that good.
Don't you think they're afraid of making the same mistake they made when they Trubisky instead of Mahomes?
Possibly, but you know,
I know
it, Stoney. It happens, but you have a command. It's not like you have a quarterback that nobody wants. Like, other teams are saying, we will take this man, and you're only going to get probably a second round pick, or you wise up and let Caleb, like, oh, he's just generational talent. Like, no, he's a quarterback, and he's David, I'm sorry. I've gotten on a tangent.
No, you're fine, because it's going to lead into another discussion, which is still about the Bears, which is Justin Fields and Caleb Williams, because okay, it's all together. Because Caleb Williams, we all know by now, he decided not to do anything at the combine. Well, reports are coming out that this is going to delay the process of trading Fields and maybe trading the first-round pick, depending on what they do, because he didn't do any medicals. So now teams won't be willing to trade for the first-round pick if they don't have medicals on Caleb Williams, or trade for Justin Fields because free agency will start and they'll have to continue with building their roster and can't trade for Justin Fields because they're waiting on the Bears.
This once again goes back to what I said. Why was he there? What are you here for? They don't have candy out in L.A.?
Is he going to do any pro days like the Bears?
He will, but then he'll have to do medicals for each team that wants to talk to him individually.
Well, he said, how about this? Just get one doctor and say you can share the information with the other 32 doctors.
Someone you trust.
Maybe he can be on our health plan coverage.
Right. Like, okay.
one doctor, as long as they're in network.
Right. Let's be real. The Lions probably aren't going to be working him out. So you're probably looking at about five teams that are legitimately these five. Okay, here's my medical report. Either you're injured or you're not. But this was the biggest waste of time. I know people fell in love with the fact that he's so happy and jovial. Go home.
Well,
so yes, he's already screwing over the Bears. And you know what? The Bears deserve it. If they're this stupid that you're going to let somebody who's not even on your team dictate what's going on, you deserve everything you get.
Yeah, they kind of do deserve it here. So let's talk about running backs here. we know on this show we don't pay running backs or we don't even draft them in the first round. But let's talk about this for a second because ESPN did an article based on who is most likely to earn the double-digit average they want. There's a lot of big-name running backs here. You got Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Saquon, and Tony Pollard. Were any of them get the double digits that they're looking for, like $12 million a year?
If I was to give one of them double digits, you might disagree. It would be, for me, it would be Derrick Henry because I just think he is just so freaking good. He can do everything. And he's tough as hell.
He can still do that.
And you, yes. You know what the funny thing is? When you go back after everything you know about Derrick Henry, wasn't a first-round pick.
That's right.
Was it a first-round pick? Because I'm going back looking through that draft like, well, where's Derrick Henry? Wow, he was not a first-round pick, not even a high second-round pick. I would say whoever goes to Dallas, because I think the Cowboys, Jerry Jones is going to overpay, and I think it's going to be for Derrick Henry. It's going to sell a lot of tickets. Also, if staying in the state of Texas, this is the smartest fit for me. If Saquon goes to the Texans, he will enhance that team. You'll give C.J. Stroud a great safety valve to already go with everything that they have.
Yeah, Nico Collins and Tank Dell when he comes back from being healthy.
They have the money that they can overpay for Saquon and kind of turn Saquon into their Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, you're going to help us to that next level. So those two, David.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals. They sit at number four. There was a lot of buzz going around during the combine regarding whether they trade out of four because they need a lot of pieces on their roster. It's pretty bare. So would you trade out of four or would you stay at four and just take Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I would trade out. I mean, they traded out last year. It didn't quite work the way they thought it was going to work because I was the Texans. Yeah, they traded with the Texans.
Yes.
Because they thought the Texans would be bad. So they would end up with like two top five picks. Texans were good, but you still have two picks. Yes. Because there's so many receivers out there, I like Marvin Harrison, but I don't think that Marvin Harrison is him, where it's just him and nobody else. You can get a good receiver.
If you were to get Neighbors and extra picks.
You can get Neighbors.
Or Roma Dunze.
You can get a Dunze and you can get extra picks. They need help out there. They have a lot of holes to fill. I would trade that pick, especially the Giants are sitting there at 6. So even if you just swap, you probably could still get Marvin Harrison at 6.
Right, and you could probably get another. I don't think you're going to get a second to move down to.
Oh, no, no. Here's, if I'm trading with the Giants, I got your, I'm getting your, we're swapping,
right, right.
And I got your first rounder next year.
Well, then if I'm the Cardinals, I would definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, yeah.
Because think about it. I think with the whole chart, that's what it's worth.
Yes.
Is we're swapping and I get your number one, or I get, you know, your second pick for the next 2 years. Something like that. So you're going to make this worth my while if you want your franchise
watch
QB.
Watch out for Atlanta at 8. If they're going to trade up, if they want a quarterback.
Are we giving up on Desmond Ridder already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. There'll be more on the trade-up possibilities later in the show. But let's end this here with an emotional.
Hold on. Before we end with your emotional thing, NFL, if they pass this rule, I'll give them credit for being smart again, because we need this. But it is possible. One of the rule changes, in the fourth quarter, if you're down, you will be allowed to do onside kicks again. Not like the onside kicks that you saw the Lions try to do, but real onside kicks where you can get, you know, flood one side of the field. You can try to get the ball back.
But you have to tell them. You can't be a surprise.
Well, then what's the point?
Exactly.
All right. You know what? You're not as smart. David, go ahead.
Yeah, let's finish it off with an emotional story here. Stoney, you'll probably be sad and cry like everyone, right, when they watch this. Jason Kelce had a press conference and announced his retirement. He cried. Everyone in the room cried. We were supposed to cry, apparently, according to social media.
According to social media. No. Like, if you're not crying, you just don't have a heart. I guess I need to go see the Wizard.
I didn't even watch the whole thing. I was obviously, you know, when the word leaked out and he denied that he told anybody, you know, after the game.
In the locker room.
In the locker room after when they were knocked out of the playoffs. Yeah. Yes, exactly. When they lost to Tampa. Look. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's first ballot, but he's a great player.
We're going to see him still on our TV screen, though, next year. He'll be on somebody's network.
Yeah, right? He's too entertaining.
And he should.
Yeah, he's entertaining.
He's funny. He's entertaining. And don't forget, I believe WrestleMania is in Philadelphia this year.
And I'd rather see him. I'm not anticipating Brady. I'd rather see him. That's just me. But, yeah.
People forgot who recruited him in Cincinnati, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rico, yeah.
Mark D'Antonio. Mm-hmm. That was one of his underrated people, so.
It definitely was, and that is In Football Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.